you see number 77 in the appendix, the last two stanzas. 77 in the appendix, the last two stanzas.
Oh, I am my beloved.
Savior and the precious thoughts that are found in thy word that causes our hearts to leap when we find more of his affection toward us. We think of great David's greater son, that one who deserves that place of authority in the lives, in the homes, in the assembly, in the world, that one who truly deserves that place that none other could ever occupy. And as we consider the Lord Jesus and all that he's done for us and that place that we seek to give him in our hearts and lives, if we find anything that's not consistent with his desire, his will, may we repent and turn from those things that are not consistent with his glory of his person. And our Father, repentance, as we've had before us, is such an important thing, not only for the sinner, but for the Lord's people as well, if we find any inconsistency in our thoughts and ways. That we might say and do the same thing. That we've had oneness, unity, togetherness, important subject before us as well this afternoon. And we thank thee, our Father, for being reminded of how there is the possibility, as we give Christ the place that he deserves, there is that possibility of saying and doing the same thing. We thank thee, our Father, that we have thy word to guide us. And our Father, that we might have him as our only object. It's so easy to take up with a little something of self, a little something of man, but that he, as our object, might truly guide our hearts, our feet, our lives, this little while that we have before his coming again. We know, our Father, we all know how much we need him. We all know what it's like to wander off in our own will, in our own thinking, our own ways, and how much we need him to guide us and to help us to understand more of what brings pleasure to his heart as we wait for his coming again. And so, our Father, we thank thee for the subjects we've had before us. Great David's greater son, repentance, oneness, the object of our affection. We thank thee, our Father, for the blessing of this time we've had together. In the name of our Lord and Savior.